Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 170 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. We begin by sinking deeply into the truth of what we are, and from this place of stillness, we allow the quote to speak to us. As we sink deeply into our hearts, into the remembrance of what we are, we start by coming into the present moment. Allowing the body-mind to relax into a comfortable seat. Taking a few deep breaths, allowing the breath to calm the body and the mind. Allowing ourselves for the next few minutes to be here, not going anywhere else. There's no place to go, nothing to do, nothing to fix. Just relaxing into here and now. Noticing what's here in awareness, what sounds, what smells, simply being aware without any opinion. Simply as that which is aware. And what body sensations? Just noticing. Just noticing what's in awareness right now, without wanting to change it or judge it or explain it. Simply watching. Watching as a scientist would, without attachment, simply noticing. And notice what frame of mind and what mood or emotions are here in awareness. Recognizing these are all here in awareness. Letting them all be there in awareness. Knowing that you are the awareness. All that is over there, and you're here, observing, unattached, unentangled, simply being. Simply watching what's in awareness, allowing it to be there just as it is, not needing to fix, wanting to change, wishing it were different, simply allowing it, recognizing that it's not you, it doesn't affect you. You are always, already, completely peaceful. If the mind is distracting, engaging you in following it, simply return back to the present moment. Allow the breath to bring you into the present moment. And again, notice that you are simply the awareness of everything in the present moment. You are not the mind. You are not the body. You are not the body's sensations, the thoughts. You were the one before all that. Simply being awareness, the one, the only awareness. Arunachala Ramana, or A. Ramana, writes about consciousness, awareness. He writes, "Consciousness of water is itself not wet or damp. Nor is consciousness of fire itself hot. Consciousness of time has no time in it. Consciousness of space has no space in it. Consciousness that is conscious of solid objects has no hardness in it. Pure consciousness is not affected by that which it is conscious of, but it may appear to be. It may appear to be affected by it. This appearance, when identified with, allows for and sustains the concept and experience of duality, of separation and division. Which is, in fact, the basis of suffering. That is conflict, contradiction, confusion, and unhappiness. But consciousness itself, the awareness that is conscious of separation, division, conflict, confusion, and unhappiness, has none of these qualities or characteristics in it. Consciousness itself, the awareness that is conscious of separation, division, conflict, confusion, and unhappiness, has none of these qualities or characteristics in it. Notice for yourself that awareness of time has no time in it. Awareness of space has no space in it. Awareness of solid objects has no hardness in it. Awareness of water is itself not wet or damp. Consciousness awareness of fire itself has no hot in it. pure consciousness is not affected by that which is in consciousness or awareness, even if it appears to be. The appearance doesn't change the truth. Remain here, simply being the awareness, unaffected, always at peace. How does one quiet the mind? One starts by choosing not to fear anything the mind is saying. One watches each idea and picture with the intent to set that idea or picture aside and be still. One continues watching with this intent in place until the mind has become empty, quiet, and still. One pauses to listen to the silence. One feels the heart through the emptiness of mind. One rejoices and has gratitude that a moment of peace has been given. Given from our Holy Spirit. How does one quiet the mind? One starts by choosing not to fear anything the mind is saying. One watches each idea and picture with the intent to set that idea or picture aside and be still. One continues watching with this intent in place until the mind has become empty, quiet, and still. One pauses to listen to the silence. One feels the heart through the emptiness of mind. One rejoices and has gratitude that a moment of peace has been given. How does one quiet the mind? One starts by choosing not to fear anything the mind is saying. One watches each idea and picture with the intent to set that idea or picture aside and be still. One continues watching with this intent in place until the mind has become empty, quiet, and still. One pauses to listen to the silence. One feels the heart through the emptiness of mind. One rejoices and has gratitude that a moment of peace has been given. Thank you for joining for quote 170 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. Namaste.